The average U.S. family and their employers paid an extra $1,017 in health care premiums last year to compensate for the uninsured, according to a study released today by an advocacy group for health care consumers. Families USA, which supports expanded health care coverage, found that about 37% of health care costs for people without insurance, or a total of $42.7 billion, went unpaid last year. The cost eventually was shifted to the insured through higher premiums. Ron Pollock is the executive director with Families USA. He said last year the uninsured received approximately $116 billion worth of health care, with $42.7 billion of that unpaid.
Now, it is this $42.7 billion in uncompensated care that health providers need to raise in some fashion if they're going to keep their doors open. And so what they do, and this is by no means intended to criticize any of those health care providers, but for them to continue and to survive and to pay the bills, they have to raise that money, and they do so through cost shifts to people who have health insurance when they receive care.
Pollock says that causes insurance companies to increase their premiums to carry the additional costs.
And that is the hidden health tax. And I think everybody in the country probably knows that there is such a hidden health tax, but they don't know how significant it is. And that's those are the numbers we want to share with you today.
Joining Pollock at his news conference today in Washington was Ron Williams, the chairman of one of the biggest insurance companies in the country, Aetna. He says the study should provide an answer for many citizens,
which is, why does my premium go up? And it's a question that employers ask when they look at their own health care utilization. And they look at the data and understand the health use of their population. And one of the things that this explains is for every person who has private health insurance, there is a tax that is based on paying for the uncompensated care that these community hospitals and other hospitals have to collect in order to be there, to be the safety net, and to be the health care delivery system that we all need.
Aetna's Ron Williams says health care costs are generally 3 to 4 times the underlying rate of inflation, and said it would be a great boost if cost shifts could be eliminated.
Then we will be in a position where hospitals and other health care professionals need smaller increases in order to viably operate their businesses and their practices and be there as a good, stable delivery system in that community. So our expectation would be that the cost shift from the uncompensated care would, in fact, diminish, that the increases that would be needed for that would be less.
As Congress will work this summer on a mandate from the president to reform health care, the question advocates of a single-payer system ask is if there will be at least some sort of public aspect to the plan. Larry Gage is the president of the National Association of Public Hospitals and Health Systems. He says his group is neutral on the subject.
I do very much believe in public governmental options, and we hope and think that perhaps what will happen in the name of a public plan will be regionalized or even localized, and over a dozen of our members all over the country operate extremely successful managed care organizations and health plans. New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation has Metro Health Plus. It has 300,000 enrollees, if I'm not mistaken. I invite you to go look at these plans to see what a local governmental operated health plan or public-private partnership can look like.